He had drawn a letter from his pocket. "You have heard of Neil Gibson, the Gold King?" he said. "You mean the American senator? Well, he was once senator for some western state, but is better known as the greatest gold-mining magnate in the world." "Yes, I know of him. He has surely lived in England for some time. His name is very familiar." "Yes, he bought a considerable estate in Hampshire some 5 years ago. Possibly you have already heard of the tragic end of his wife?" "Of course, I remember it now. That is why the name is familiar, but I really know nothing of the details." Holmes waved his hand towards some papers on a chair. "I had no idea that the case was coming my way, or I should have had my extracts ready," said he. "The fact is that the problem, though exceedingly sensational, appeared to present no difficulty. The interesting personality of the accused does not obscure the clearness of the evidence. That was the view taken by the coroner's jury, and also in the police court proceedings. It is now referred to the assizes at Winchester. I fear it is a thankless business. I can discover the facts, Watson, but I cannot change them. Unless some entirely new and unexpected ones come to light, I do not see what my client can hope for." "Your client? Ah, I forgot I had not told you. I am getting into your involved habit, Watson, of telling a story."